How did you join school? Where and when?
Anything else? No, okay. I joined ISKCON in 1975 at Bhaktivedanta Manor, in, near to London, in England. I was living in Ireland prior to that. In Ireland, I was staying in someone's house and they had from the Krishna trilogy. The Krishna book was published in three volumes. So he had volume two. And I saw the book and I was interested to read it. So I asked if I could read it. I got permission. And you know, sometimes when people read a book and they keep the page where they stopped. So this Krishna book, volume 2, on page 1, it was folded over. But then I read it all the way through, and I'd been thinking I wanted to get into something. You see, that's I was thinking I need to get into to spiritual life seriously, but I didn't. I knew I needed guidance, I needed a guru, but I didn't know where to go, I didn't trust anyone. But I found this book was very good. One of the things inside the book was stated is to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So I started doing that a little bit each day. I knew, I was living in Ireland, but I knew there was a center of the Hare Krishna movement. I knew the name of the village it was in, because somehow or other that had been featured on TV about 2 years prior to that. That the devotees were just beginning the center there. And although I didn't watch TV, I happened to be in the room when the TV was on, and I kind of took my interest. And somehow or other, I remembered the name of the village, Lechmore Heath. So I looked on the map and I saw it's very close to my father's house. So I went back to England, went to my father. Lechmore Heath is the name of the village where Bhaktivedanta Manor is. And I can also say, I can, Amishan Kichubalipi, I'll tell him everything. I'll tell everything, it's all right. So I went to England and I joined. I mean, I went there and I was impressed enough that I wanted to join. And just now I have one of my godbrothers who was there when I joined in 1975. Within 2 weeks I was out selling books. With 2 weeks after joining, I was selling books on the streets of London. Actually, I'm not sure. Did I go to London first, or I went on traveling in Sankirtan first? I can't remember. Maybe I went on traveling in Sankirtan first. My first traveling Sankirtan leader was Vrajendra Kumar Prabhu, who is now Bhakti Vrajendra Nandan Swami. And then after him, I went with Dhirashanta Prabhu, who's here also now. Dhirashanta. He's here now for the festival.
How was the preaching going on the time? What books did you study at the time?
When I joined, it was the same book that I had got in Ireland. It was the Krishna trilogy. The book was about this size and a little thicker, 3 volumes, the whole Krishna book. So we were selling usually individual volumes, but sometimes all 3 at once. Mostly individual volumes in the beginning. Then after some time we switched to back to Godhead magazines. Every Krishna book we sold, we showed people the words from George Harrison. And that sold, I mean, with his name we sold. We must have sold millions of books using George Harrison's name. At that time, he was well known and very popular. And just by showing his name, people wanted to take the book. So he really did a lot of service. He was a great book distributor, George Harrison.
How we did book distribution? What?
Well, the first thing was to stop the people. It's not that easy. England, I was in England, Ireland, Wales. Yeah. Oh yeah, and then after some time he went to Ireland and we were doing Sri Ishopanishads. Ireland still today is a different country. I mean, people are much more open to taking books and give donations. There was a party of us in Ireland. We were in Dublin, the capital city, and we were there for like a few months. And we all had our own spot. I was on Henry Street outside the post office, and we were at the same spot for weeks and weeks and weeks, selling the same book and doing good scores. So when I joined Prabhavishnu, Das Brahmachari was he was unofficially in charge of all of England, and he was a great inspiration. And he would go out with us on book distribution. I did book distribution with him many years later in Malaysia. Just two of us were born traveling Sankirtan. Yeah, more typing?
Yeah.
I have a little, yeah, come. Yeah, some of my best times in Krishna consciousness were traveling Sankirtan with Prabhavishnu Swami. In Malaysia. It was very sweet just being with him. Oh, okay. Well, you can do it here if you want. I'm not sure what you've done.
I numbered the pages I did.
Okay, so this, I don't think you did this. You didn't do it below this, right?
No.
So some of the devotees I was on Sankirtan with in England, I'll tell you the names. Bhakti Chaitanya Swami was one of my Sankirtan leaders at one point. When he was Raghavir Das. He was brilliant. I mean, even now when I see, the way he would just take control of people. Tell them, just stand here, take this book, and he would just speak to them because he has a very high class aristocratic pronunciation. When people meet him, they think he's probably from like a high class family. So he would just speak to people like, almost like a parent speaking to the children. Take this book. Now put your hand in your pocket. Take out the money. Okay, give it to me. Like this. And I sometimes laugh so much. With Prabhavishnu Swami, and before he took sannyas also in England, I did traveling Sankirtan with him. I always liked his association. so much. Then other devotees, I was with Gokulananda, who's been living here in Mayapur for years. He was a devotee I was with for some time and traveling Sankirtan. Then Adi Karta, I was with him for some time. He's still, this was booked in America and England. Kripa Moy, who's one of the leading devotees in England. I did traveling Sankirtan with him. Vangshi Vadan, he was brilliant book distributor. Short and very quiet, and you probably wouldn't notice him, but when he gets out on book distribution, he was just brilliant. Then there was another one I was with, Navanita Chora, who had an unfortunate later. His later life was a bit unfortunate. Kalyapani, I was with for quite a long time. I mean, talk about focused. He was just like that. Medhavi, who's in South Africa now. Amita, Dharani Dhara. These are some of the devotees I was doing book distribution with. Others, there must have been others too. Oh, Satyavak, of course. Satyavak, yeah. Kalyapani's brother. He's died now. So, most of these devotees are still active in ISKCON. Sankirtan gives you a very solid basis. Most of them haven't gone away. Then I came to India and I was doing, for a short time I was on a BBT library party with Mahaman Prabhu, who's now regional secretary in Madhya Pradesh. Then there was Yagya Prabhu. Then I was on traveling Sankirtan in West Bengal with Ananda Sarup, Rasik, Sarvaksha. Nistula, Tadpur Swami, he's died now also. There's some Gurukul boys, another Kripa Moy, Radha Madhava. Then in Bangladesh, there's so many places. Bangladesh with various devotees. Like that. Okay. But I didn't tell her one thing we had to check. There's 108 beads. Have you found and see if there's 108? Have you counted rounds yourself with it? Oh, that's all. Prabhupada Das, okay. All right. Jai. But you have to... Oh, I see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. But okay. Did you ask her if it's offered? It's offered? You asked them?
No, it's still offered.
Okay. But another thing, you have to ask them to count 108. Sometimes it's more, sometimes it's less. Did I give you all the typing? Yeah, there's this also. There's this below the line. And this also. And there's a bit more. Somewhere else. Oh. Yeah, here's a bit more. Here. Which I didn't finish writing. Yeah, I'm Do you want to type here on this computer or whatever's best for you? But don't send it by email now because the connection is it's horrible here. Yeah. All right, whatever's best for you. Okay, fine. Yeah, so what else are we discussing here?
Could you tell what's different between Vedas and distribution and
Vedas? Oh, it's very different in many ways. Because the whole consciousness and culture of the people is different. Often good book distributors in the West, when they come to India, they can't distribute anything. Because what is effective, the whole approach which is effective in the West, it doesn't work at all in India. It turns people off. You can say yourself, you've distributed books both in Russia and in India.
In Tamil Nadu, for me.
It's a different approach altogether. Yes. In the West, you have to kind of catch people's at least I know from England, you have to like kind of mentally overpower people. Mm. But it's difficult to say what the trick is in it. You can ask Guru Das, he's been distributing so many books. In India, people don't like to feel like they're being forced or... there are different kinds of people. To some people, you appeal to their piety. Like in Gujarat, mostly we have people, they don't take the books because they're interested in philosophy, but they're interested... Just we say they have the idea that they're giving a donation and doing some pious activity. Actually, different people are different. Like the Malayalam people, they take the books because they're interested in philosophy mostly. And I think that's generally true in South India. It's the language of Kerala. Yeah. Actually, I don't really know what makes people take. The book distribution I do in India is mostly indirectly of programs. You have programs and people put a book table and then you sell books afterwards. Previously I used to do quite a lot on trains, running trains. Which Guru Das has been doing a lot of recently. My technique on the trains was that I just pass out books to maybe half the carriage, let people look at them, and then come back, and then people are interested, I might speak, I wouldn't speak much to them, just a few words, because anyway it's too loud, you can hardly speak. What do you do on the, you preach to people, if they're interested and they're kind of maybe not, maybe preach them a little bit. Tell them some glories of the book. This is the world's most popular edition of Bhagavad Gita. Mm-hmm. Something like that, depending on the book which they're interested in. But, like that. Some people take and some don't. One of the main things is keeping cool, because you can get, as anywhere in the world, you can get frustrated. It's very easy to get frustrated or to become angry with the people when they make some kind of stupid remark. Pray to Krishna. I mean, those basic things are the same, but the approach is different. You can interview Guru Das if you want. He's been doing a lot of book distribution. Murari, he's also been doing book distribution. I try to get my disciples out on book distribution. It's good for them. Good sadhana. Helps to keep you strong. You didn't translate that, huh? You didn't translate that.
Yes, я говорит, не очень. Не, я очень стараюсь делать так, чтобы мои ученики все распространяли книги. И поскольку это дает хороший садху и хорошую духовную силу.
I read through the whole Sankirtan newsletter every month. I see the names in Russia. Shmita Krishna's up there.
Я читаю все отчеты о Санкиртане. И из России тоже я вижу там.
In America, Bhakta Vasilya is one of my disciples.
В Америке там Бхакта Василия ученик тоже.
It's one of the best in America.
Один из лучших ученики в Америке.
Narayan Pandit used to be one of the best in India, and then he was number one in the whole of Europe, right? He came up, then he went back to Europe.
Когда он вернулся, now he in Europe.
Yeah, now he's in Europe. He came in number one. One month. It's first time in anyone from Croatia had been number one. Probably first time in 10 years. Then Czech Republic. Sankirtan. That's when he's out on Sankirtan. A lot of the time he's doing the Bhakta program. He's always up there. Vyasaki Das. My disciple in Czech is doing well. Tadadha Das is doing well. In India, there's a whole bunch of them doing lots of books. In India, there are many of my disciples, and so many others are doing many books.
In Surat, there are one.
In Surat, their whole team under Radhesh is doing a lot of books. And in South India also. There's the train book distribution team that's been done very well.
Ты мне надо там команду по поездам.
When you see that there's big scores in India, you might think it's easy. Well, in some ways it's easy. But there are difficulties also. I mean, just like going out on the trains, there's the heat. There's the heat and the exhaustion of going on the trains. And then you have to avoid the ticket collectors who are trying to stop you. And the corporate distribution where they sell maybe 10,000 books at once, that might seem very easy, but it also takes some technique to preach these people. And usually the people... Usually the people who take so many books, they're people we've been preaching to for years. So it's all part of the cumulative effort of establishing these centers.
Происходит потому, что как бы преданные санкирты, они уже много лет занимаются этим случаем, они уже накапливают такой опыт, энергию.
I mean, years ago we couldn't do this. It's because of the gradual interest that the people have taken in our preaching that has made this possible. It's not just like eating a piece of chapati or something that can take 5,000 books.
Это не так просто.
It's just like here in Mayapur, you know, there's so many buildings and so many facilities, but the devotees in the 1970s, the devotees, they went through so much austerity just to make the first buildings here. So, it's all the great book distribution in India is it's a result of the cumulative preaching that's been going on here for many years. It's come up so well because of the sacrifices so many devotees have made over so many years. All glories to Gopal Krishna Maharaj. I mean, his zone, both in India and Russia, are really, really doing well. I saw him yesterday, I said that to him. He's not allowing anyone to come in anywhere close to him. His zone is way ahead of everyone. Left everyone behind. Yeah, anything else?
What's your realization about the distribution?
Well, I've been talking about it. Right? Realization or no realization, do it. Prabhupada said once that book distribution is self-realization. So do it. When devotees were asking, devotees were asking Prabhupada, will you become self-realized by doing book distribution? Prabhupada said, book distribution is self-realization. Guru Das, you are self-realized. There is a letter Prabhupada wrote to Prabhavishnu, Brahmachari, when he first took out the traveling Sankirtan in England. And Prabhupada wrote that, I know it's very difficult, there's not proper facilities, sometimes you may have difficulties for eating or sleeping facilities, but Prabhupada said that you should know that one day on Sankirtan in England is worth more than thousands of years of austerities of the yogis. Sankirtan stories? Yeah, there are so many. Every time the book's passed out, it's a Sankirtan story. You may not see some spectacular effect, but it's the only meaningful thing that ever happened in the lives of people who are otherwise just quickly surfacing up from the lower species. Means they come up from the lower species, and then they have a human life, which is like Lord Brahma's one blink. And then again they go down. But if they take a book, at least they'll get a human. It's their connection with Krishna after untold billions of lives. So every book is a Sankirtan story. Name of my father? Prabhupada.
Махараши сказал, что он путешествует по Малайзии, если Кришна с вами может расскажет вам подробнее.
Can you tell a little bit more about your traveling together with Prabhupada Maharaj in Malaysia?
Well, I spoke about some time ago, and his disciples, they published that. I gave an interview some years ago. In Russia, I gave it. I mean, there's nothing that spectacular about it, just we go out every day. We distribute. Oh, Jananda Maharaj, of course, I used to do a lot of book distribution with him in Malaysia also. We used to go around the shops. We'd go, there'd be they're like in squares, and we'd go around and meet each other. We go one direction, one the other direction. Like that. Some of the places were very small, and we'd do all the shops in one place in 2 hours, and then go on to another place. Sometimes. Some big towns like Penang, that's the second biggest city, we were there for weeks, just doing the shops. So like that. I had an experience that I was doing one block with Jananda Prabhu at that time. He got mixed up and he did the shops that I'd already done. And he actually did more than I did, going to the same shops that I'd been in just half an hour before. I guess the people thought, unless we buy a book, they're just going to keep on coming. We better buy one now.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the people thought that one came, we refused him. Another one came half an hour later. Unless we buy a book, they'll keep on coming. So they could. They took. In Thailand, I was doing book distribution for some time. I was traveling Sankirtan by myself for some time there. For some time, I was with a devotee whose only service was to offer the bhog and eat. I did everything else, but at least it was some kind of association. I had to beg the bhoga, cook, do the book distribution, everything. But at least I had a face with tilak to look at. Bangladesh, we used to smuggle books into Bangladesh. Prabhupada Swami purchased a drug smuggler's bus. It was a bus which was made by a German specifically for smuggling drugs. It had secret compartments. Maybe you shouldn't translate this. So he used to bring lots of books. They must have made millions of dollars because it's huge space. They were smuggling heroin from Afghanistan. So we used to smuggle in books. And when we first went to Bangladesh, the people were so eager to take the books that we would lock ourselves in a room with the books and sell the books through the bars in the window. Otherwise we had a riot. They had to have people controlling, because no one had been to, there'd been no Hindu, what they considered Hindu preachers there for so long. And they hadn't had any books. Even now, book distribution in Bangladesh. Okay.